For months, health workers have been the front line of defense in the ongoing fight against COVID-19. But after several months, some have pushed themselves beyond their limits. Tim Shelley spoke with Dr. Samuel Sears, OSF Healthcare's Director of Behavioral Health Physician Services, about the toll of the pandemic on health workers and how he's planning to manage the resulting stress and tension.
So you can't really discuss how COVID's affecting healthcare workers without understanding the general toll it's taken on everybody, because at the end of the day, our healthcare workers are, you know, people just like everyone else. So you get the general, you know, weariness and challenge that everyone's gone through the pandemic. But then even in their work life, it's directly right in their face dealing with the challenges, both in terms of changes to the job and how the job's done. Many of them are caring directly for individuals with COVID, a disease that unfortunately has claimed many lives, and even for the folks that live through it, is often very challenging for the ones that end up in the hospital. And so you really don't have them getting a whole lot of escape from that between dealing with the repercussions in their personal life, their work life, and again, just some of the general concerns and fears that people can deal with in taking care of folks with a, you know, concerning infectious illness that really a lot of providers have never had to stop and think, I did sign up to, put my life on the line to help other folks, but this really kind of hammers that home in ways that maybe they've never really dealt with before in their career.
I just imagine that this kind of thing just wears you down. I mean, especially working extra hours to maybe make up for other colleagues who are quarantined or infected themselves and off work. I mean, it's got to be a lot of extra work beyond even what our medical staff is used to normally.
And that's precisely it. When you take a situation that before the pandemic even struck, we knew that we were, lower end providers than we needed within the country. There was a healthcare shortage across the nation. And then you add, okay, now we're going to have X percent of the workforce out quarantining so as to not risk getting other people sick. That's, a significant strain on things. And as people work longer hours, that does contribute to their feelings of, can I keep pushing through? What do I do to take care of myself? How do I balance these things? And taking care of oneself is so vitally important through all of this. It's just like when they get you on a plane and say, okay, in the event of an emergency, you need to put on your breathing mask before you help anyone else with theirs. The same is true of taking care of yourself in the middle of this pandemic. If you're not taking care of yourself, sooner or later, you're going to break down, and then you're not going to be able to be there to help anybody else. That's where it really is such an ethical importance. Maintain good self-care, even when it feels like, I'm better than that guy, though. I can, help out more. You really do have to make that opportunity to stop and take care of yourself the priority. And sooner or later, you're going to be the one in need of help then, and you aren't going to be able to help.
And doctor, in your position as the Director of Behavioral Health Services for physicians and medical staff, I mean, what's your role in making sure that, the staff at the hospitals and I guess everywhere within the OSF network remain, basically mentally and emotionally well?
We've done a lot of awareness campaigning, both in terms of during physician calls, staff education, some of our newsletters like the Spark, in terms of getting the information out about how important self-care is, the resources for helping maintain self-care, and just really the importance of really connecting with the things that help us be well. So in terms of the little things people can do every day, connecting with kind of things that renew us and support us in our wellness is first and foremost.
If you're suffering with burnout or other emotional health issues during COVID-19, go to wcbu.org for more information about available assistance.